This Green Book reading today comes from Bigness of the Fellow Within, written in 1949. It's one of my favorite Green Books. And I just love this. It's like, to me, the epitome of what chiropractic philosophy is all about. A slip on the snowy sidewalk in winter is a small thing. It happens to millions. A fall from a ladder in the summer is a small thing. That also happens to millions. The slip or fall produces a subluxation. That subluxation is a small thing. The subluxation produces pressure upon a nerve. That pressure is a small thing. The pressure cuts off the flow of mental impulses. That decreased flowing is a small thing. The decreased flowing produces a diseased body and brain. That is a big thing to that man. Multiply that sick man by 1,000, you can control the physical and mental welfare of a city. Multiply that man by 1,000,000, you can shape the physical and mental destiny of a state. Multiply that man by 130 million, you can forecast and prophesy the physical and mental status of a nation. So the slip or fall, the subluxation, the pressure, flow of mental impulses, and dis-ease are big enough to control the thoughts and actions of a nation. Now comes a man. Any one man is a small thing. This man gives an adjustment. The adjustment is a small thing. The adjustment replaces the subluxation. That is a small thing. The adjusted subluxation releases pressure upon nerves. That is a small thing. The released pressure restores health to a man or a woman or a person or a child or a pregnant mama. That is a big thing to that man or person. Multiply that well man by 1,000, you can step up the physical mental welfare of a city. Multiply that well man by 1,000,000, you're going to increase the efficiency of a state. Multiply that well man by 130 million, you've produced a healthy, wealthy, and better race for posterity. So the adjustment of subluxation to release pressure upon nerves, to restore mental impulse flow, to restore health, is big enough to rebuild the thoughts and actions of the world. The idea that knows the cause, that can correct the cause of dis-ease, not disease, dis-ease, is one of the biggest ideas known. Without it, nations fall. With it, nations rise. This is the biggest idea I know of. This is the big idea. This is the big idea. B.J. Palmer, Bigness of the Fellow Within, 1949. So, what does that mean? I think B.J. Palmer was trying to tell us that we got to take care of the kids. Now, yeah, I'm a pediatric chiropractor, so clearly I have a slant towards pediatric stuff. But I really feel that when he's talking about we're rebuilding the thoughts and actions of the world, we are producing a healthy, wealthy, better race for posterity. When he's talking about that, he's talking about something so big. That's why he called it the big idea. Because it is the biggest idea I know of. It is what has gotten me into chiropractic. It is what saved my life when I first found chiropractic and I was a horrible asthmatic. It is what has kept me going for 33 years, teaching here for 23 years. It is unbelievable how powerful this one idea is. Just a few examples. The other day, mama brings in her child on the spectrum, and after the first adjustment, she texts me and says, he said his first sentence, he's 3 years old, he said his first sentence when we went home after the first adjustment. Wow. Now, and even though I have seen this countless times before, it still makes me say, wow. It's still the most beautiful thing that I can imagine. Now, here's the key thing. Does a chiropractic adjustment make kids speak? No. That's not the point of what chiropractic adjustments are about. Chiropractic is about removing subluxations, making sure the disconnected areas are reconnected, and then allowing the child or the adult or the athlete or the pregnant mama or the senior citizen or whoever it is that you're adjusting on, allow them to recreate their fullest potential. So My goal is not to make someone feel good. My goal, and always BJ's. BJ didn't say, you know, this cause of pain and aches is the biggest idea I know of. Now, yes, granted, 80% of the people on the planet will have aches and pains, will need some sort of physical relief. But that's not what, in my opinion, what chiropractic is about. Chiropractic is something that D.D. Palmer talked about in his earlier works. It's about uniting man the physical with man the spiritual. It's like the physical man, in other words, the body, it's about reuniting the body with the mind, with the brain. So in my construct, chiropractic is about, it's a brain-based concept. It is not a bone-based concept. And that's what I think BJ was really on about. And even D.D. Palmer said chiropractic is founded on tone. He didn't say chiropractic is founded on backs. He didn't say chiropractic is founded on spines. He didn't say chiropractic is founded on subluxation. That even though they all mention this stuff, it's not what it's founded on. It's founded on tone. It's founded on releasing the imprisoned impulse. It is founded on what we do, but more why we do what we do. So it's not just about the moving of the bone, right? Like we're all learning how to move bones, right? But that's, and we do that every day. But that's not what chiropractic is about. It's not just a bone thing. Now, for those of you who do a lot of bone-based chiropractic, there's nothing wrong with it. I think it's fabulous. It's important. But I think BJ and DD were trying to get at something much different. I think that they were trying to talk about chiropractic is about the essence of removing dis-ease. What is dis-ease? Disharmony, dysfunction, disconnection. So what can we do to our people to help them with that? Now, yes, so the chiropractic adjustment is an amazing pain reliever. But even more important, it's amazing brain reliever, right? And I don't mean brain pain. I mean like it actually takes, like if you, there are MRIs and CAT scans and EEGs that show post-adjustment that the brain actually functions better, that the brain lights up in certain areas after adjustments. Now, you could say, well, the brain lights up after exercise. The brain lights up after eating certain foods. The brain lights up after hearing certain things. You're right. You're right. A lot of things make the brain light up. But what other health profession do you know of that's the whole point? Right? The whole point, like a mama came in yesterday with her kid who's got all kinds of ADHD issues and other sort of sensory issues or whatever. And she said, are you going to fix all this kind of stuff? What do you think my answer is? No, I don't. My goal isn't to make someone not have ADHD anymore. My goal isn't to make a kid who's on the spectrum who's not talking start to talk. My goal isn't to make a kid who has asthma not have asthma anymore. My goal isn't even to make someone who's got back pain not have back pain anymore. That's a lovely thing along the way. I hope all those things happen. To what degree, I have no idea. So she asked me, so what's going to happen? Can you quantify this? And I said, no, I cannot quantify this. I don't know what's going to happen. But I do know that your child is going to function better. I do know that their brain and nerve system are going to come together and stop being disconnected. And you know what she said? She said, thank God. She said, this is what I've been looking for. She didn't say, wait, if you can't promise me that you're going to get rid of my kid's ADHD and sensory processing issues, then I'm out of here. Right? Because that's what you think. I better promise them yes to everything they say. No. I'm telling you, the answer is no. I'm telling you what they're looking for is, can you help them not can you remove the problem, right? This is a really big issue that we have in chiropractic, that we think we must need the, with a problem, vacuums. I will remove back pain. I will remove headaches. I will remove, you know, ADHD. I will remove autism. No, no, no. That's not what we're trying to undo. What we're trying to undo is what's happening in the brain to interpret the universe in the way they're interpreting it, whether it's pain, and why is that brain interpreting that particular region as painful when it moves, right? Now, yes, you could say, well, it's because of the alignment, the subluxation. Well, yes, to some degree it is, but do you think that just a bone kind of sitting like this instead of sitting like this is going to cause all this issue? No, it's how the brain is interpreting it. It's what the brain thinks about this. So what we need to do is we need to give it a new interpretation. We need to show it a new pattern. We need to show it a new way. It's adapting wrong. It is supposed to adapt in a certain manner, and it's adapting in a totally wrong way. And we want to show it a different way to adapt. And that's what you're going to be hearing a lot of. This is Welcome to the Green Book series. The next 10 weeks, every week, I'm going to give you a little Green Book taste. Because I want you to realize that to me, what I've seen over the years is the most successful chiropractors are the most philosophical ones. Because they have a different concept, right? I just was at the ICPA gathering. It was fabulous. And one of the speakers said, instead of having, like, chiropractic is like a three-legged stool, right? You have the science, art, and philosophy. But a lot of places, they've taken out the philosophy. And it's just the science and the art. But a stool like this can't stand, right? A stool, you know, or a chair can't stand with two legs. It's got to have three, minimum. Four better. But you know what I mean by a stool, right? The stools that have three legs. So you can't, that doesn't work having two. So invest in philosophy. If any of you guys are interested, I'm from New York, so I say, any of you out there are interested in more philosophy, email me at drubin@life.edu, because I want to make sure you get it. And every week we're going to post this. And if you want more, if you want to, how to get green books and I will help you figure this out, because to me, philosophy is the reason behind, right? Like that Simon Sinek, another great speaker out there, he says, start with why, not with what, right? The adjustment is the what and the how, right? How you do it. What are you doing, right? So this is the adjustment. How am I doing? Well, I have the line of drive this way and the segmental contact, point of contact, right? That's the what and the how. Here, I want to teach you the why. I'll see you guys next week.